Hello?
Hello?
John?
Yes, Mr. President.
Well, I wanted to tell you two or three things. First, I think you've been a remarkably competent and loyal and good man, and you've rendered great service to the party and to Kennedy and to me, and most of all, to the American people. And I shall be grateful to you and your sweet wife as long as I live, and try to be worthy of your confidence and your trust.
Well, you're a great man, Mr. President.
And second, I want to say that I'm deeply distressed and heartsick that the developments concerning you, and I think that the good Lord only can know why people act that way, but the ones that are closest to you and know you the best, love you the most, and we'll always be that way, and the club may be a little smaller, but it'll be a little closer, and wherever I am and whatever I'm doing, anything that you want that I've got, you can have.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's been very enjoyable serving with you. The press has tried to drive us apart on every occasion.
They've never made one little wedge with you or with me, not one second. And
that is right.
I believe that we ought to carry on for Jack Kennedy, and I think we have. We've put his program through, and we have been loyal without being forced to be, but because we were born that way, and we haven't had to double-cross anybody to do it.
Well, he asked me to stay as the chairman emeritus. I don't know what it means, except I'm 40-plus, meaning I'm 80 years old. But anyhow, I said to the vice president, I told him anything you want me to do, I'll do. I'm interested in electing the Democratic candidate.
Well, now, what happened?
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, Larry was elected, and Larry got a call from the committee to get a letter from the vice president giving him all complete authority that he's not only the national chairman, but campaign manager, with all the authority to hire, fire, spend money, do everything else. He alone was looking back for it. There was going to be no decision that he was chairman of the national committee and also...
Say what?
He was chairman of the national committee and also campaign manager.
Yeah.
He was going to strengthen, and then Hubert was going to strengthen the committee.
Yeah. Well, what did you do? Have a meeting with the committee this morning?
Yes, we had a committee. We have to have it.
Yeah.
You remember you came to it and nominated me in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
As Hubert came, and he selected Larry, Harry Josephs. He kept Dorothy Bush. Louis would stay as deputy chairman, Louis Martin, and he now named Bob Short as acting treasurer.
Well, I told Marvin, and I don't remember who else, maybe Criswell, to tell you of my feelings, and I wanted to call you, but you were on that platform, and I didn't want it to look like I was trying to issue any orders. I never have. You made the recommendations ever since you've been chairman, and I approved everything you recommended, and I never ordered you to do anything.
That is right. I think that I knew he turned out very well, didn't he?
It just couldn't have been better, John. It couldn't have been better, and I'm sorry that they always say that everything's done here at the White House, but...
And I know that wasn't so.
I didn't know even who was on the arrangements committee, and the first I knew, you told me that you'd talked to McCormick, he didn't want it, and you thought it ought to go just like it always gone to the leadership of the House. And we'd had Church as the keynoter, and then we had had Pastore, and that you thought and knew it'd be good now. And I said, you said that's what the committee recommended, and that's okay by me. And, is okay by Humphrey. I never heard of this fact that Humphrey wanted Muskie chairman, did you?
The chairman of
I understood he wanted Muskie chairman of the platform committee, according to all the papers.
Well, I know that I gave Bill Connell, who was Humphrey's representative, name. I gave him the list, and I said to him, is this meet with approval? I just told you I'd clear it with you and talk to you about it. And I did. He said, that's all fine.
Huh. Well. Okay, my friend. Well, all I want you to know is that you have a friend and a grateful one. I wish you would. Just any time you are there, you just give me a ring and come right on in. You don't need any time in advance. Just let Jim Jones know when you're there and come right on in the door.
Okay, thank you very much for calling me.
Give my love to Miss Bailey and tell her I appreciate what she's done, too.
Great.